From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. House Democrats say they are working around the clock to bring final health care legislation to a vote by the end of the week. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is at the Capitol.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded to ferocious Republican criticism of a method Democrats may use to try to pass health care. It's called deeming.
And I didn't hear any of that ferocity when the hundreds of times the Republicans used these methods when they were in power.
It works like this. House leaders write a rule that says when X bill passes, it shall be deemed that Y bill has passed too. It's often used to sort of get around uncomfortable votes. Speaker Pelosi has not committed to using it yet. She's only said it's one of several options. But she says she'll do what she has to do to get health care passed. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Top American commander overseeing the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan told the Senate Armed Services Committee that 2010 will be a difficult year in Afghanistan as U.S. forces lead the effort to reverse Taliban gains. But NPR's Tom Baldwin reports General David Petraeus had better news on Iraq.
Petraeus told senators he expects there'll be progress in going after the resurgent Taliban in Afghanistan this year, but he predicts tough fighting and possible setbacks in that effort. A key part of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan, Petraeus told senators, is creating enough Afghan soldiers and police to take over the security job from the Americans. Still, there aren't enough trainers to increase the size of the Afghan force, he says, and NATO countries have committed about half the trainers they've pledged. There's better news on Iraq. Petraeus says U.S. troops are on track to drop from 97,000 today to 50,000 by August. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder now says he expects to have a decision within a matter of weeks on where to try the alleged mastermind of the September 11th terror attacks. Holder made his remarks while testifying today before members of a House Appropriations Committee. The decision on where to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has been up in the air since January when the Obama administration began backtracking on plans to try Mohammed and four others in federal court. Despite continued signs the economy is turning around, interest rates aren't going anywhere, at least for now. Meeting in Washington, the Federal Reserve voted today to hold its benchmark federal funds rate at between 0.25%, exactly where it has been since December of 2008. Lynn Reeser is an economist at Point Loma Nazarene University.
They indicate that the economy is showing some signs of further improvement and that inflation remains benign and that some of their emergency measures will be taken off the board as we move through the next 2 to 3 months.
With one dissension, policymakers also promised to continue to keep rates low for an extended period of time. The news on interest rates was hailed on Wall Street today. The Dow closed up 43 points to end the session at 10,685. The Nasdaq added 15 points today. This is NPR. Americans are not only getting fatter, they are still smoking, they're drinking regularly, and they're not exercising enough. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on the survey from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Every few years, the federal government releases the findings of its survey of health behaviors among U.S. adults. This year's report covers 2005 to 7, and it's not really good news. One in five adult Americans still smoke, and most drink. 61% reported they are current drinkers. White men and women drink the most, Asians the least. Among those who do drink, the biggest drinkers are people who have higher incomes and more education. And when it comes to physical activity and weight, only about a third of adults say they exercise regularly, and two-thirds are overweight or obese. Earlier research suggests we've reached a plateau in the obesity epidemic, but not among children. The most obese boys are gaining even more weight. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
After a four-month hiatus following a much-publicized auto accident and admissions of marital infidelity, golfer Tiger Woods is back. Woods announcing today he will return to the pro circuit with an appearance at the Masters in Augusta next month. Fellow professional golfer Tom Lehman says in many ways the tournament is an ideal venue for Woods to reemerge.
First of all, I think it's great that Tiger's playing again. I think the Masters is a great spot to do it. You know, decorum is expected and demanded there, so I think it'd be a good place for him to kind of get started again. I'm happy for him.
Woods' decision to return to the game comes at a good time for sponsors like Electronic Arts. The next edition of EA's Woods video game is slated for release in June. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.